Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Has patented my key technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. Also, a way back Wednesday, that means you pick the music at 913-586-7610. Please include your name so that you may be credited for someone singing with a cartoon character.
One of the great videos, man.
Yeah, man, way before its time.
Yes.
Paula Abdul dancing with MC Scat Cat. Our boy Detroit Derek hit us up about an hour ago. He wanted a little Paula Abdul to get us started this morning. Opposites attract.
Who didn't love that music video when Paula Abdul, you're right, dancing with a rat, you know? I mean, it was just one of the more impressive things. Like that was like a thinner KC Wolf that she was dancing with in that video. I think KC Wolf, if you look it up, was based on that cat that's in the video with Paula Abdul. Ask Carl, he'll tell you.
Mm. From the text line, let's light this candle. All right. I like that. You're getting off to a Wednesday start. 913 on the text line. So nice job.
Good job. All right. Well, we lit the candle and we're ready to roll, baby, on a hump day.
Still smells like onions in here.
It does, yes. Two weeks of the day later.
Just today in like 9 months.
Yeah, nine months from today. 9 months from today, huh?
We will have not one.
Yeah.
But two football games. Because we're going to play some Wednesday football.
That's right, and I love it on Christmas,
Christmas
Day, baby.
Wednesday, yes. With an NFL doubleheader.
Yeah.
And basically, I've just penciled myself in for it because I feel like every time one of these things comes up, like the Chiefs will be the guinea pig for this thing. Although they played on Christmas last year, so yeah. I can't imagine they're going to be double dipped on Christmas, but you never know.
Right.
I'm just pretty much penciling that in.
An extra Wednesday
edition of the NFL.
I think you can get away from that one though this year, because remember what happened at the end of last season and how many times we heard from the players and the coaches and Mitch and everybody talk about like how much rest the Chiefs did not have
at the
end of the season.
last year.
A lot about that. So I'm going to go ahead and say they're not going to inconvenience the Chiefs. I think you'll probably be going back to Germany to face the Carolina Panthers or somebody like that on the road, you know, this year, and they'll feature the Chiefs as much as they possibly can. I'm going to guess this Christmas Day game, because they were last year and because because of the complaints that they had about being inconvenienced and having no rest in the last 6 weeks of the season, is probably something they're going to kind of repay the Chiefs with this year. That's just my guess. I could be totally wrong about that.
This is good, though. Say it out loud, because our guesses on the schedule have been entirely wrong. At least mine have.
Oh, God, yes.
So I'm going to say they're playing in Germany, and they're playing on Christmas Day.
Okay, so I think they are going to play in Germany.
If I avoid both of them, then great.
But which, by the way, like 18 other teams have just conquered Germany. Did you see that list that came out this week? Like, there are now 10 teams that have staked claim to Germany, and they're like, the Chiefs have invested seven figures into Germany, where they said, like, some other team invested like $50,000 and put up like a flag or something.
Right, they planted their flag. Too late.
And had a watch party. The Chiefs have invested millions in Germany to declare that they're the ones over there. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them as the visiting team in Germany this year. Again, this is all speculation.
They're going to stadium built this place before too long.
That's right. You don't want to build one in Jackson County. The Chiefs are moving to Munich. Munich's on the table. And if they're going to offer the most money,
we didn't do that.
Don't you think that they're going to go to Munich?
We're just kidding.
Nothing is off the table. Nothing is off, because you know they're going to have a team out there. And you know what the Chiefs are going to say? We couldn't get a stadium in Kansas City.
She's
we'll
a volunteer
be the
to be the first.
We'll move to Munich and we'll play one game a year at KU's Memorial Stadium as payback for letting them use their stadium or something like that. So the Chiefs are moving to Munich if this thing doesn't pass. You can mark my words on that one. Or Kansas. Either way, they're leaving the state of Missouri if this vote doesn't pass.
But yeah, so not a surprise.
Would you rather have the Chiefs in Munich or Kansas? 913-586-7610.
Well, in the state of Missouri, they might as well move to Munich.
Right. Would you rather have the Chiefs move to Kansas if the vote fails?
Missouri,
or Munich.
Missouri answers only, okay? This one. That's pretty funny, though. I'd rather have go to Munich.
Of course. Of course we're going to get more Munich.
I'll just watch
Munich
him on TV
today
at 9 a.m. Yeah. Games would be earlier. It'd be fine.
All 8:30 a.m. starts. I'm good with that.
That's right.
Let's do it.
I will not be moving to Munich. So the NFL is playing two games on Christmas Day now. So, I mean, why didn't we think, just because Christmas is a Wednesday, they wouldn't be going for this?
Well, and they're doing it, and I really think in a good way. They're having the same amount of rest as if you played a Thursday night game and then the Sunday to Thursday turnaround. It's going to be a Saturday to Wednesday turnaround instead of a Sunday to Thursday turnaround. So it's going to be the same amount of rest. I saw a lot of the low-hanging fruit and you know, people who are clutching their beads yesterday, screaming about player safety and all the stuff. It's the same amount of rest. The NFL went through the schedule and figured out. They go, now, if Christmas falls on a Tuesday, which it does in 2029, we may have a little bit more difficulty trying to figure out how to play a couple of games on Christmas Tuesday, because there's really no, unless you're going to play on a Friday the week before, which the hell with it. The NFL's playing on every day of the week now. It doesn't matter anyway.
We did Tuesday during COVID. It was fine.
It was great.
It was awesome.
People are complaining
about
this.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I didn't mind random NFL games on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I thought it was pretty good. It was fun. It was something different. It was unique. We had nothing else to do, you know, because we were locked down, so we all watched. But the NFL has proven that if you put a game on TV, it doesn't matter where, people will watch. They averaged over 28 million people on Christmas Day. And the other thing that the pearl clutchers were complaining about yesterday is, oh, all this family time is being taken away by the NFL. Don't watch. It's pretty simple, right? If you don't like something and it doesn't fit to your schedule and it inconveniences you, don't do that. I don't understand why the need to sit there and complain.
A
and people
player
are saying
could opt out too. This is all negotiated with the CBA and stuff. So they have to decide to do it. Hate to break it to you, but the NFL players are just like any other employee who eats it.
Right. Exactly. You just get,
unless you own your own business, you probably bow down to somebody and they bow down to their employer who tells them this is when they're working. So they could stand up and say, no, we're not doing this. They don't ever do it.
No,
so
they don't, because they
don't
like playing on the big stage.
So don't worry about them.
But they know
what they've signed up for. They know the league doesn't care about their health and security.
Right.
They have signed on the dotted line and don't worry about it.
Right.
It's not our problem.
But I think people were also talking about from their own family perspective. You know, we have family things on Christmas. That's great.
Then do it.
Then do it. Don't
do
watch
it. You have to watch a football game.
You don't have to watch. Like, for some people really believe because there's a game on, they have to watch. Yeah. And quite honestly, I walked away from the Christmas Day game last year because it sucked. we all know how bad that game was.
I ate the whole thing and it sucked too.
You had to be there, right?
No, I could stand up to my employer too and say, I'm not doing this, but guess what? I eat it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm planning on having to work Christmas Day.
Yeah, you can just plan on working Christmas Day, plan on working the holidays. I think Ian Rappaport actually said that yesterday on NFL Network. He goes, I don't care what these games are. We're working anyway. I've known we're going to work the holidays. It doesn't bother me anymore, right?
But I just said it was like Wednesday. It's kind of cool. That's what I was, my first thought was.
Yeah.
Oh, that must be Christmas too? Great. I think a Wednesday is kind of fun.
No, I think it's great. I think it's fantastic because, look, I'm not a huge basketball fan, and so if you're going to put two NFL games on Christmas Day, that's great, man. Everybody's done with the stuff early. You focus in and do your thing. And if these games are on and it does interfere with what you have planned, by all means, feel free not to watch. And especially if it's not the Chiefs, like, you don't have to watch these games. I just hate when people complain about stuff where they have a direct way not to have to worry about it and just not do it, not deal with it, walk away from it. And people are like, how could you say that? Well, because you don't have to watch the games. Like, nobody's holding you in the living room and says you have to cancel Christmas because the Jets are playing the Broncos today. Like, you don't have to pay attention to that. And if it doesn't work for your schedule, don't watch. I'm over the fact that everybody feels the need that it's only about them that matters, that I'm being inconvenienced, I'm gonna go to social media and complain, blah blah blah. Shut up,
just don't watch the game.
Just don't watch. 28 million people will, and that's why they're playing them on those days, you know.
They'll be just fine without you,
right?
And if you are seriously upset by that, you have a choice. Don't do it.
Yeah,
that's all. It's
absolutely
very simple.
Yeah,
very 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 simple. Yeah. Meanwhile, we're gonna get another Peacock game in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles and Browns. So all of you that signed up and stayed with Peacock, which there were a lot of you,
72% is that the number we saw?
It was something like
72-73%.
It was close to 75% of the people that had subscribed that weekend.
Right. Stayed or still
stayed.
There. Yeah, that's huge. No, that's a big number,
that's,
Josh.
I mean, the Peacock's going to be thrilled. They're like, we retained 75% of the people that just signed up the week we had a playoff game.
Right.
That's amazing retention.
That's exactly right. That the NFL has to look at that and go, see, we bring people to
considering
the party.
You can cancel super easy.
It's
not
to cancel.
Hard to do it at all.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, you know. If you don't want to get rid of it, but it's actually, they don't make you jump through a bunch of hoops to quit. The Eagles and Browns, I guess, will be the,
allegedly the Browns. That's kind of the name that's been thrown out there.
I think the Eagle, some leak from the Eagles, right? About it.
There was a Browns player on some podcast saying, we go to Brazil to open the season against
on Peacock
the Eagles,
or whatever. Yeah. Some, it was somebody that leaked that it wasn't, you know, it seems like they heard it from their employer.
Yeah.
So we're going to have another streaming exclusive on Peacock.
Well, and I will say this, if you are playing in that game, right, you've got to let the players know now. So in case you don't have your passport, you can get your passport taken care of. And so that does take it. I'm sure the NFL can just make up passports because it's the NFL. They do whatever they want. But, you know, in the real world, if you're getting ready to go to Brazil in September, that's 6 months from now, guys do have to start applying for their passports and getting that stuff kind of taken care of if they don't have it already. Obviously, you can rush it. But
any legal problems that need to be cleared up before
traveling
out of the country,
take care of this as
you
got to
get those done, you know, all that stuff.
So they'll get all that taken care of. But that game is going to be that Friday game after we play that Thursday opener against Houston, which I love that opponent as the opener. I think that's a marquee game right now. I think Houston's going to be a playoff team again.
So it probably won't be, but whatever.
So we play that Thursday night game, and then Friday night, for the first time, I don't remember the last time the NFL played on a Friday in a non-COVID year, we're going to get that game down in Brazil, and that game's going to be on Peacock only. And they also announced yesterday that there's going to be a wild card game, and that's going to be on Amazon Prime this year. And I think also, too, if you were complaining about having to pay to watch these games on the streaming service, which a lot of us were because it's an inconvenience, you got to vote yes on the stadium that's coming up next Tuesday, because I hate to break it to you, it's only going to get more expensive to be a Chiefs fan if this stadium does fail. They will move this stadium to the other side of the state line. They will have a smaller capacity stadium, and the tickets will be unaffordable for guys like us. I mean, it just will. They are going to add so many bells and whistles and so many exclusive areas.
No, not bells and whistles.
Oh, that's right. Not bells and whistles. We're adding whatever we decided yesterday. They're going to add. So did you see what the Arizona Cardinals did? They put in, like, in their end zone, they put in cabanas. Like, they put in cabanas in their end zone now. And so they're always looking for
ways. Real grass, or are they?
I don't know about the grass.
They're terrible at that. So I don't know if they put turf in there, how they've got the cabanas.
Yeah, well, I think you look at, you know, what they're going to do and ideas that they're going to have. Prices will be sky high. They will target everything to the one percenters, and they'll outprice us as the common fan. And I'm not using this as a scare tactic, but as you can see with the NFL, Josh, they're going to where the money is right now. They're going to the streaming services. They're going to anybody that's willing to throw down dollars to have their product, whether it be on Christmas Day, whether it be in Munich, whether it be on the North Pole. They don't care if somebody's putting up money. So a no vote allows the Chiefs the ability to build what they want, how they want it, and charge a huge amount that most of us will not be able to afford. So that's why I also think this vote is so important on Tuesday, because a new Chiefs stadium will basically outprice everybody. And Arrowhead and Kauffman Stadium, I keep reiterating, they're done after 2030. It's over. Like, if you love Arrowhead, which we all do, and you vote no on this thing, well, and it fails, then Arrowhead's done. It's done. They're not renovating. They're not going to have a second vote. There's no let's do this again. It is over at the end of 2030 if this vote fails. And then if they do move to a new stadium, you've been to all these new stadiums, Josh. You couldn't afford to be in there if they weren't paying you to be in there to be on the sidelines for the Chiefs.
Vegas, very expensive. Most expensive ticket in the NFL, yeah, all the time.
All the time.
LA ain't cheap either.
No, and not that Chiefs tickets are cheap these days, but at least you could afford at maybe once a year to take your family out to a game where the prices are right now. New stadium, they're going to have the cabanas. They're going to have the suites. They're going to have all of that kind of stuff that only the one percenters can afford. And I don't really want that. That's not our town. Our town isn't about the one percenters. Our town is about the 99 percenters that are out there screaming our asses off at Arrowhead. And I want to maintain that. You turn this into a new stadium, the noise level won't be there anymore. The atmosphere won't be there anymore. Like, I don't want to lose Arrowhead Stadium. And not enough is being talked about that throughout this whole vote, that the Chiefs are going to take their show to Kansas and build a stadium that none of us are ever going to be able to afford to get in. Don't do that.
If the team moves to Munich, we'll have to pay $5.99 a month to watch them from the 815.
Would
probably.
You? Would probably. You pay $5.99 a month if they were the Munich Chiefs?
You'd probably have to.
Because somebody else also said on the text line that if the Royals moved out of state, you wouldn't talk about it. Well, they moved to Kansas, we would, but if they moved to another city, no,
we'd be done with them. We're not our team anymore.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
The Munich Chiefs probably would be on the outside looking into, but maybe not because they're the NFL. It's hard to tell. Baseball, did they get a wake up call, or is this going to be better for us? We'll discuss next.
Hey, this is Trent McDuffie. Wake up with Fesco in the morning, starting at 6 on 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennant much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats.
The cheap seats. Them's were the days.
Yeah, right.
You requested music on a Wayback Wednesday, 913-586-7610. Please include your name so that you get the credit.
Well done, Janae. Well done. This is my father's favorite band. And so, yeah, as soon as I saw
it. He was Travis Tritt guy?
Alabama. That was his guilty pleasure. So, Cheap Seats, Alabama. Janae, appreciate you, Janae.
I remember Cheap Seats.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
We used to get bleacher
seats. With the Sklar brothers?
We used to get bleacher seats at Wrigley for $5.
Oh, that was back in the day. You could get and GA at the Royals.
We'd dump out a class in Iowa and drive to Chicago. And, it's like $5 a piece.
Yeah.
Get a car full of guys and go sit in the bleachers. Man.
That was awesome, right?
The good thing was here at Kauffman, when we had general admission, you got a plug at the concession stands. You made nice with the people at the concession stands because you waited that hour and a half, 2 hours to get let in. You get pick whatever seat you wanted. But you only had to pay for one beer.
I know. You had that same guy.
Oh, absolutely.
Huh? You knew that person, too, at the concession stand?
They gave you the cup.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, see you in two innings. All right, here I come.
See, that was brilliant back in the day because, you know, maybe I shouldn't tell this story, but, you know, like.
Statute of limitations is over.
But everybody knows they count the cups at the concession stand. And once you figured that out and you slip the guy at the concession stand a couple of bucks for himself, you slip him like a dollar or two per beer, that's straight cash back in the 90s, right into his pocket. He'd fill your beer up for free the next time around, as long as you kept your cup. There's no way to regulate how much, you know, how much suds are coming out that tap. And so I figured that out real fast. What didn't take a genius, I went to KU, remember, and we figured that out immediately. Like, hey, you found the guy, and I found these people at multiple ballparks. That wasn't just here in Kansas City. I did it in St. Louis. I've done it in Chicago. You find that one guy who's selling the tap beer, and you go up to him and you go, hey pal, I'll give you a couple of bucks on the side. You just keep refilling my cup. The guy's like, okay. And right into his pocket was the cash. Beer to you. You're saving money. Everybody's a winner.
Could always figure that out, couldn't we? Like at the collective we could always figure out the workaround for that.
Yeah.
We couldn't figure out a lot of stuff, but how to get cheap beer.
Oh,
can't
God,
figure
man.
Out how to get a new TV in studio or get the onion smell out, but damn it, we could figure out free beer.
We could figure it out back in the day. And back in those days, you weren't ashamed to even consider doing
No.
You just did it and it was okay. You had no cash. And so if you could find that guy at the concession stand, that was money in the bank. Because, you know, you used to drive up to Chicago. We used to drive over to, you know, Royal Stadium for games back in the KU days. And the $5 GA was, I mean, it was the best. Man, and I remember they got rid of GA. Like, oh, we're still going to have the seats, blah, blah, blah. No, you got rid of that whole GA experience. For $5, you came in. You know, we would get there like 3:30 in the afternoon before the parking gates opened. So we would
just camp out at the gate
and park at Lot A and grill hot dogs and go into the game for $5. Everybody had a blast.
Back in the day,
we
always had to pick one person that would stand up in line in the gate, and the rest of us all tailgated.
Right.
We all just did what our thing. Hey, it's your turn. You go stand in line. We'll be up there as soon as they open.
See, the back in our day, kids didn't always suck.
No, it didn't.
That was way better. The story had a weird kind of headline to it. Because once you looked at the story, you're like, oh, this could end up working out for all of us. ESPN is looking to opt out of its current deal with Major League Baseball.
Now, I've been told by sources that this is just a negotiation tactic. Oh, that's a great PR claim there, right?
And it's also, I mean, if you see that, what do you say? Oh, boy, baseball sucks.
Yeah, bad for baseball. It's a great headline.
ESPN even wants out of baseball.
Well, I was thinking about that this morning in the shower. I'm like, what was the worst thing to happen to the NHL? That's what I think about when I'm washing my hair. What was the worst thing that happened to the NHL? ESPN.
When ESPN ignored them.
Yeah, for a decade, right? And now they're back with ESPN, and the league is flourishing, and everybody loves it, and you could watch every game.
Access.
It's easy access. Yeah. Like, it may be the easiest sport to access now on television.
Yeah.
Right? It is. It is the easiest sport to access on television because just about every game is on ESPN+. Boom, let's go.
Yes, no matter where. And that one's even different because, like, I watch Seattle. I watch the Kraken.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on Root Sports, which is a regional sports thing.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's not like, Root's not on ESPN. You know what I mean? Like, all the stuff we're doing, like, Bally's isn't on your cable or whatever, only on one cable and it's not on whatever, like, however they do it, there's like, we're just negotiating. We're getting these done.
And we're getting it up there.
And they're all done.
And it's all local broadcasts.
Granted, it's much cheaper than some of the other leagues. I get that.
Well, baseball's in the same realm as
Major
where
League
hockey is.
Baseball, I don't think, can probably be afford to be all that picky anymore. And if they can get a deal done with ESPN,
mm-hmm.
and make it way easier on everybody.
You know, I think make it way easier on the consumer and better for the consumer. I think hockey, again, has flourished being on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's been fantastic for them. And then they get the shoulder programming. And part of this article was like, you know, ESPN wants to focus more on the NFL and the NBA. Why do people want to focus on the NBA? Is there a drive for more NBA coverage out there? I know we're not an NBA city, but is there a drive for more NBA coverage out there? Obviously, the NFL is king. But you would think, like, maybe, I don't know, all the other sports get equal distribution after the NFL, but there's a real push for the NBA. Maybe they get great TV ratings. I don't know what
they talk about
them
a lot,
right?
on ESPN, so I think that they do see value.
They do talk about them a lot, but if they had more baseball, you know, they used to talk about baseball a lot, but then, you know, a lot of things have happened over the years with baseball, and, you know, it's kind of become a very insular sport, if you will, a very, what's the word that I'm looking for, regional sport. And so getting on the ESPN Plus app would be great because, as you mentioned with the hockey, you watch the Kraken on Root Sports. I'll watch the Devils, and I can do it on like MSG Plus through the ESPN Plus app. But the ESPN Plus app is awesome because you go to the game and it says, which broadcast
do
you want?
I know, it's fantastic.
And it like gives you four options. It gives you real-time Devils, real-time Maple Leafs, right, if they're playing each
right,
other.
Right.
And then it gives you, if there's an alternate version, like a Spanish or a French version, you get that. And then you get the ability to watch from the beginning as well. I mean, if you don't have ESPN Plus and you're a sports fan right now, I think you're missing out. I think it's one wonderful that there's a potential opportunity for all the baseball broadcasts to be funneled to ESPN Plus like we have for the hockey broadcast. And if you're asking me $50 a month to give me every game that I want and all the sports, let's go, baby. Let's do this. Baseball would be so lucky to be on ESPN Plus. And baseball needs ESPN more than ESPN needs baseball.
Which is why
right
they're going to opt out of the deal, because they're like, yeah, we'll talk about more.
Yeah.
But we're going to opt out of this one until we negotiate our more.
Right, exactly.
So the headline was a little bit strange. It made it sound like they were punting baseball.
Right.
And they may be expanding baseball if they can. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I think it would be a great if ESPN,
it's great
just
for the consumer, I think.
If ESPN just makes it a one stop shop and names your price, then let's talk.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like whatever they come to, and then give us your price, and then let's see if that's something that makes total sense.
Right, because they're talking about the direct-to-consumer right now. Mm-hmm. It's $25 a month, and that gives you ESPN, ESPN2, all that kind of stuff for $25 a month. And I look at that, I go, I don't know if that's really worth it. But if you're going to say, I'm going to have all the MLB, all the NFL I want, all of hockey that I want, all the college sports that I want that are up there right now, and it's going to be $50 per month for all of that, plus the ESPN, ESPN2, and all that, all packaged together for like $50 a month, I think that's a hell of a deal. I think that's a hell of a deal for the consumer, which means it's going to be more than $50 per month, probably.
It appears you better pass the stadium so the Chiefs can get a new practice facility and get new players. We'll discuss next.
This is Fesco in the Morning. Make sure to follow the show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. 610 Sports Radio.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Guitar solo. Wow! You pick the music on a Wayback Wednesday, 913-586-7610. Please include your names and you get the credit.
Our buddy Aussie hit us up early this morning. He went a little Janie Lane and Warrant's Cherry Pie. Mm. Right here on Fesco in the Morning.
What else did Warrant have besides Cherry Pie? And where would you rank cherry pie in your rankings of pies?
Very low. Not a fruit pie.
Not a fruit pie. So you don't like apple pie?
Yeah, it's okay.
What about that Tippin' strawberry pie that they have this time of year? That is an amazing pie. You know what I'm talking about, B-Dub. That strawberry
phenomenal pie.
Oh, my God. It comes from Tippin's. They sell it at the stores. Oh, it's so good. Get you a strawberry pie. Strawberry pie. Dixie Carter, baby.
So our buddy Nate Taylor of The Athletic, 610 Sports Radio Chiefs contributor, wrote a little piece yesterday. It was basically on Clark Hunt's reaction to the stadium vote and the players' vote in the annual report. I don't know what it's called, the Grumble Report or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Where they
basically rip your employer. Here
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, we'll make it anonymous, but not really. So it was kind of interesting because I walked away saying, well, the players believe that their accommodations could be better.
Sure.
Right. Back-to-back years, they've gotten not great grades for facilities and player comforts and whatever. And I thought, okay, well, that wasn't part of this renovation plan. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, nothing about the practice facility.
Yeah, the sales tax extension, stadium stuff, whatever, does not include anything involving anything at the practice facility.
Right.
It's all on, I guess, I'll call it Arrowhead proper.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm like, huh, that's interesting. Well, what does this mean? And literally, Clark Hunt said, we're making some pretty significant investments in the training facility this year, and we'll continue to do that. We've outgrown that building in a number of ways.
And they have. That building, I hate to say this, was almost outdated when it opened. I mean, you know, that practice facility that they have used to be 80 yards. I think they added on to the practice dome, if you will, or whatever that barn is on the back of the facility. Mm-hmm. Like that practice facility is outdated. I mean, you've seen some of these facilities around the NFL. What the Chiefs have right now is like a high school facility for them.
Well, the one that was built at St. Joe for Missouri Western is nicer.
It's better than what the Chiefs have here.
Yeah.
There's no
Missouri
question.
Western's facilities are fantastic.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
And theirs are nicer than the Chiefs. So his quote was, if we're fortunate enough to have the vote pass, we'll turn our attention to the training facility.
So if you want better players, pass the vote. Yeah. We'll put more money into the training facility, which will then recruit players to come to
KC.
Yeah.
Even though the Chiefs dispute like the grades.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody is,
right?
Yeah, unless you got an A.
Right, so they're disputing, like, wait, it's not as bad as the players are saying. Well, they pulled the players, and this is what they're saying. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, to me, that should be a concern because, well, right now, you want to come play with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
You want to come win championships.
Correct.
You want to do all this stuff.
Eventually,
and it almost
that's
like,
going
to
end.
It almost seems like they're going to take lesser in this other thing to come win.
Right.
And I don't know how much you can bank on that. So,
well, it didn't work beforehand because before Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid got here, Josh, there were a lot of issues with this organization, right? I mean, we know what we saw and the way the whole thing ended with Scott Pioli. And I just remember talking to players over the time who were complaining about the facility back then. And that was what, 12 years ago now at the soonest. And even before 12 years ago, people were complaining and players were complaining about the facilities. And I had players tell me all the time, like, it's hard to recruit anybody to come here and play here in Kansas City because our facilities are so bad. And this was before Andy Reid, you know, got here. The facility really hasn't changed all that much. They probably put some money into it, got some new weights, a hot tub, you know, whatever the case may be. But this has been an issue really since that facility opened, you know, on day one. I heard from players pre-Andy Reid that the facility was outdated.
So they have a plan in place to renovate the team training facility.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the story, if the Chiefs indeed renovate their stadium, Hunt said the team training facility could undergo a major renovation that would be completed by 2031.
Oh, okay.
Which is the last year of Mahomes' 12-year contract.
So when Patrick is ready to retire and go away.
It's like it really takes that long to renovate. But anyway, what have you.
Right.
So Willie Gay was quoted in the story. Now with the New Orleans Saints. He had disputed a part of the initial article, which said, or the initial report, which said players were upset that they were promised a locker room renovation when they won the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
the previous Super Bowl. And
which previous Super Bowl are we talking about? Because total sidebar, I found myself yesterday as we're putting the show together typing the last Super Bowl. I'm like, is Josh going to know what the last Super Bowl or the first Super Bowl means? How do we, the middle Super Bowl?
The middle Super Bowl.
Middle
Super Bowl win.
Yes.
Isn't so that great, the first though? Of the back-to-backs. Isn't that awesome? It's really awesome. So
you'd have to be more specific.
Gay does refute this as well. He said, no one ever said, hey, you guys get a renovation if you win the Super Bowl. They won a Super Bowl in 2019, and that didn't happen. So as players, we knew we were not getting any renovations.
Yes.
But bleep, we're winning Super Bowls. So at the end of the day, how much can we argue? Hey, the facility is falling apart, but we won the second Super Bowl in 2 years. I love Clark Hunt as a person. He goes on to say, money was spent tightly around here. Mm-hmm. When we did get something, whether it was a chair or a T-shirt, it was like, man, we got new chairs. That was a big upgrade. We enjoyed the small things we got, end quote.
That's a good quote.
It's a really good quote. If we got a T-shirt or a chair, hey, we were excited.
No matter sounds how like, much money you make, sounds, a free T-shirt, no, man.
It sounds like every place.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
We got new shirts.
If I got a new chair, I'd be ecstatic.
No matter how much money you make, you get a free meal or a free T-shirt. Yes. Your day is made.
Darn
it's the
straight.
Little things that go a long
Darn
way.
Straight.
Memo to employers out there everywhere. Little things. Like a free T-shirt.
I got a Super Bowl T-shirt with the Chiefs. I was ecstatic, too.
Yeah.
I'd be like, damn straight. Sweet. I got a shirt. So I get it. So again, then Clark Hunt goes on to say, if the facility, if the renovate the stadium passes, they'll start working on the practice facility themselves, apparently. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But the story notes, if the voters don't approve an extension of the sales tax, Hunt said the Chiefs will consider alternative options, perhaps one that could lead the team to move to Kansas and build a new stadium and training facility.
Well, there it is right there. People on the text side are saying I'm lying and making
Nate
things
Taylor's
up.
Writing it too.
There it is.
Nate Taylor's writing it too. And they'll everything, and Mark Donovan said
Mark
it.
Donovan, I mean, said it too. We're done here.
Well, if this doesn't go, all things are on the table. Right. All things would include a new stadium and a new practice facility in Kansas. They're basically just handing it out to you.
I don't know what more we have to say. I don't know why people continue to think that we're making stuff up or this is a scare tactic isn't going
to
happen.
But I
right?
would advocate for them to invest in their own facility for the players, because I don't think it is a good look to be last on this list a couple of years running.
No, it's not.
For player accommodations, whatever. Not enough hot tubs, not enough staffers to do rehab. All those things that they're pointed out in that report.
Fix it.
Those get around to other players. And so if they're talking amongst each other, that's a consideration to not come here.
Yeah.
I'd try to eliminate all those.
No, because those are things you could eliminate.
Yeah, and can control directly.
Like yesterday, was it Calvin Ridley that New England wanted to sign? And at the end of the day, his wife or fiance
his girlfriend
said,
I want to stay in the South.
Okay, you can't control that if you're the New England Patriots unless you move your franchise to the South. These are things that you can control, and these are things that you should control.
I just know that for us, the Chiefs, we would have to look at all of our options.
Do those options include leaving Kansas City, Missouri?
I think they would have to include leaving Kansas City, but our goal here is that we want to stay here. And we're willing to accept a deal, which is actually better for the county to stay here.
And Mark Donovan is right about that. It is a sweetheart of a deal for the county than it is for the teams, because the teams could get more money. Again, as we've talked about for about a month now, Josh, the teams could get and have options out there with better deals for them from other municipalities. They just don't want to do that. They want to stay, you know, in Jackson County. And if the stadium does pass and they get their renovations done, then yeah, now it is time to look at the practice facility, because eventually we are going to be back before we were pre-Andy Reid, right? How are you going to recruit guys to come to Kansas City? Andy's not here anymore. Patrick's retired. Travis is, you know, the guest host on Saturday Night Live and married to Taylor, and they're doing their thing. And like, so what's going to be the draw? And if your facilities don't match up, look, it's like college all over again, right? Guys are coming to the NFL, and for the most part, playing and working in worse facilities than they had in college. And that goes around the league. Maybe Dallas and Minnesota are the only two that have better facilities in colleges.
I think, you know, the Chiefs locker room is fine. You
right.
know, it's fine.
You didn't come from UCLA or LSU.
It ain't a college locker room.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, not even close.
Not even close.
Not even close. You could even say it's not a sporting locker room, you know?
You're right about that, yeah.
I mean, that's soccer.
Or a current locker room.
Yeah, the current locker room, yeah. Those things, like, it's not. That's where places are spending their money.
Yeah,
right?
They're spending it on facilities, and you have to do it in the
NFL.
Get
them a fancy chair and something cool in their locker.
Because right now, with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and company, you don't really need to win recruiting battles. Andy Reid can just send you a text, think red, win Super Bowls, and you know, okay, I'm coming to Kansas City. But when this era is over, how are you going to win the recruiting battle? Because that's what you have to do. I mean, like, times have changed. I was talking to somebody the other day about, you know, their kids getting ready to go to college and all the information they're receiving from the schools about what to bring and all this kind of stuff. I was like, God, when we were in college and we were going to college, we got like a welcome letter. Don't forget your pillow. Here's your class schedule. Right now, every day, they're inundated with emails and whatnot. And also, too, nobody's living in the dorm life anymore, right? Everybody's got their own private bathroom, and God forbid you share a toilet and things like that. So, like, the times have changed. People want comforts. People want extravagant things. And so you got to give it to them, especially athletes that are making millions of dollars per year.
Then there's a part of me that also, this is to me like your home. Are we going to stay here for 10 years? Well, if so, then we'll consider, like, redoing the kitchen.
Right.
We might only be here two. We're not spending 20 grand on the kitchen. So basically what Clark Hunt's doing right now. Like, well, we got to see if this vote passes first.
Right, and I don't blame Clark for doing that.
And then
that.
We'll think about redoing the bathroom.
Because if this vote fails, there's a good chance they're building us something brand spanking new out there in Kansas.
I think they're
right?
on full hold until the vote is decided.
Yeah. Did you see Robert Kraft was questioned about his facility yesterday? Yeah. This, listen to this answer. How out of touch are you?
No, this must tell you, I was unaware of how bad that had was. We had a plan, and we put in place, we're committing a whole new facility adjacent to ours that has been discussed with the young leadership team of a building that'll be in excess of $50 million that'll have the most modern facilities. And look, we have to correct.
I recommend
anything.
They hurry.
I was not aware even of this daycare issue. I mean, that's something that's fixable and we want to do. And look, the players are the heart and soul of the business.
Hot.
So
I'm like Spags.
I'd be very surprised if that didn't improve.
All right, we're done here. Okay,
they're going to daycare?
Well,
what he said?
Daycare for like game day where you can put your, you know, kids with a sitter.
Oh, wow.
You know, the Royals have had that for forever. I mean, God, I mean, they've always had something like that. I mean, for as long as I can remember, the Royals had a room where they
Robert go there.
But see, listening to him talk about, like, I wasn't aware of any of this. I go, you're the owner of the franchise.
Yeah, yeah.
You better know. But how much was Belichick hiding from this guy? I think Robert Kraft, for the first time in 20 years, actually has control of his organization. Mm-hmm. And he's going in there now and peeling back all the Belichick stuff and going, wait a second, what was going on? Because I guarantee you Belichick wasn't telling that guy everything.
No.
There's no chance Belichick was informing that guy.
And no one wanted to go around Belichick to tell them.
Have you watched The Dynasty yet?
I have not.
Okay, you've got to watch it. And it's a great watch. I've finished 9 of the 10 episodes. I got one more to go. We were watching it last night. My wife goes, what about the last episode? I go, tomorrow night, the exciting conclusion of The Dynasty.
10 episodes.
They're 35, 40 minutes. I mean, you sit there and watch Law and Order reruns, for God's
sakes. Great.
They're crap.
Because they're great.
This is very entertaining.
Jim Harbaugh lives in a KOA. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the morning. Weekdays starting at 6 on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Six ten. You pick the music.
Did my mother-in-law request this, or my father?
Now this one came in from our buddy Milton and Lenexa, one little Smokey Robinson right here.
Is this the Miracles, or was this by himself at the time?
This is by himself.
By himself.
Mm-hmm. Little cruising action on R&B 610 right here on Fesco in the Morning.
Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com.
Chew on this today. Does Smokey Robinson get enough credit for how good he is? I don't feel we bring him up ever when we talk about great musicians.
No.
They have to do a little workout today, a little Smokey Robinson.
Plus, Smokey doesn't age.
No,
Have you seen the video that went around last week of him on stage at the concert? Still got the moves, still pulling the ladies. Like had a little hip swivel.
He's got to be in his 80s, right?
He's 84. Close. 84.
Oh, 84.
Yeah. Yep.
Guess who hasn't dropped the hip drop tackle? Smokey Robinson, baby. Yeah, he was dropping it like it's hot.
Good for him, man. But I tell you, you take care of yourself. I was talking about
Smokey won't get credit until, you know.
He's passed. Yeah.
Which sucks.
Yeah. But you take care of yourself, man. A lot of these old guys over at the J, I was telling about that Larry Zimmerman guy the other day about measuring the width of the foot and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, how old are you? He goes, I'm 83. I'm like, you're 83. Excuse me. I would have guessed 63. So you keep yourself in shape. You eat right. You do the right things. You're going to be cruising at 84 years old like Smokey Robinson. And it's no miracle.
If I told you there's an NFL coach living in a campground.
Mm-hmm. Who would I say it was? I would go Brian Daboll first. He looks like a guy that would live in a campground.
I mean, not one that you think is going to get fired.
Oh, well, Brian Daboll to me.
You know.
And I'm kind of going through that picture of guys that Dave Canales looks too nice to live in a campground. Like, you know, he likes the potpourri.
Sean McVay is nowhere near a campground.
Doug Peterson's got the opportunity to be near a campground. He visors and, you know, whatnot. I think Dougie P. Plus
he loads up the RV and goes to training camp.
Yeah, plus he lives in Florida. Most of it's campground anyway. True. So I would say Dougie P. could probably live in a van down by the river. And maybe Sean McVay would be a good – Sean McDermott, I mean. Up in Buffalo. I could see him living in a campground.
I'm more of an igloo, probably.
Yeah, up there, it's probably more of an igloo, yeah.
But the answer is indeed Jim Harbaugh.
That's of course. Why wouldn't it be, right?
But I guess, you know, they got a big parking lot out there at that stadium. There's not a lot else out there.
He living at the stadium?
He could probably just live in the parking lot at the stadium.
Have
no
the
one would
Chargers
bother him.
Even considered building a practice facility yet out there in L.A.? Or are they still kind of got 1 foot in, 1 foot out, thinking maybe San Diego looks better?
I thought they had a plan, but I don't.
Well,
a
plan doesn't mean they're going to build it. Because I think I read the story that he's living in a trailer outside the trailer that is the headquarters for the Chargers.
Right. I know for a while they had like real kind of Spartan.
Well, they were in double wides, man. That was their offices. They set up double wides on some high school.
Jim Harbaugh is living in an RV at a KOA near SoFi or something.
Where on the street is you've gotten the RV set up?
Yeah.
How's that?
It's been great, you know? I mean, being myself, you know? Like, I always wanted to do that. It worked out great. I'm 100 feet from Greg Roman.
He has an RV as well.
He's got a better RV. Giro's got a really, really good RV.
Giro,
his
boss.
In the RV world? Well, I'm not as fancy. You know, my Thor motor coach, you know, it hits me just right. You know, it's been awesome. It's been, been really good. I got go back there and there's some good time to think, you know, just it's been great.
Got a little closet with my khakis hung up.
Yeah.
I just go grab one of the pairs of khakis and I'm out the door.
It's been great.
I mean,
yeah.
You got to love the RV and then people stumbling out at like 3 a.m. with red eyes going, what the hell's going on out here? What are you looking
banging
at?
Banging on the side of it and rocking it back and forth.
I want to see him emptying the toilet. I do. I would pay good money to see.
Bleepers full. Yeah.
If the Chargers are smart, they do something like that, right? And their social media with the Rams has been really good out in L.A. Like, you have to be. You're in Los Angeles. You got to hire filmmakers out there for your social media. And so if they could get Harbaugh around Christmas time dressed as Cousin Eddie emptying the crapper, I think that would be fantastic. But I do love this because he's one of these guys that just as weird enough where you look at that and you go, that seems normal for him, right? Like, he's allowing his personality to show. He's the everyman. He's relatable. He shows a fun side that I think a lot of NFL coaches lose. I don't think there's many NFL coaches that really have a fun side or let their fun side show. Harbaugh is doing that, and hearing that story yesterday got me more, quote-unquote, excited about this division, that maybe there's going to be some, I don't know, pizzazz with Harbaugh. Like, every week there's going to be a new Harbaugh story, right, of something that he's doing or something that's going to be fun for us to talk about and whatnot. And living in an RV is beautiful. I just wish it was in a Walmart parking lot, right, because we had that. Who was that Royals player that we had living in the RV?
Yeah. Pitcher.
Bluto or something?
Was it a pitcher or was it Duda?
No,
it was
Lucas Duda. Lucas Duda. Yeah. I thought Bluto, but Lucas Duda.
Yeah.
He was living in the Walmart parking lot out there on 40 Highway in his RV when he played here. Because we were here for a hot minute. There was no reason to live anywhere else. So he set up an RV at the Walmart parking lot out at 40 Highway, which we thought was really cool. We loved the fact that Lucas Duda lived in an RV at Walmart. And so I think now with Harbaugh doing that, it makes it even better. Or you go to one of those KOA campgrounds, and he's going to go to the highfalutin one, the one with the pool and the trampoline, right? You know, that's the one that he's going to. He may not do the Walmart parking lot, but
the in-house ice cream shop. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's got the ice cream shop in the KOA. General store.
You talk about a place that made a killing during COVID. KOA's cleaned up during COVID.
And then, I mean, think about it. Then he's like holding court with the neighbors on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Hey, Jim, your pump's
running.
Jim,
would you like to go out to dinner tonight? Nah, I got to get back. Yeah. We're gonna have a trailer park grill out
if you're interested.
We're going to sit outside and look at the stars. And
old people in their rockers sitting there.
And talk. So.
Yeah. Merry Christmas!
I think that has to happen.
I can see that.
So,
right? You can definitely see it has to be done.
All I could think of was that and this.
First off, I am 35 years old. I am thrice divorced. And I live in a van down by the river.
So one of those has happened for Jim Harbaugh. So there weren't any realtors have spotted.
Well, you don't need a realtor. You're just parking.
You know what
car,
I mean? Like, there was no indication he was coming there based on the realtors.
Right.
They were picking out homes. Now, apparently not.
No, but the KOA was giving you.
Apparently not.
KOA tipped off somebody out there in California that we got a reservation request from a Harbaugh J for a trailer spot with hookups.
So is it safe to say his wife hasn't moved there yet?
Probably not.
She ain't staying in an RV. Yeah, come on.
No chance. I thought that too. I'm like, oh, so his family hasn't moved yet.
Or
or they looked at the prices of LA houses, but we're staying in Ann Arbor.
That could be too. I was just envisioning she goes out there and goes, we're not doing this. You can stay here all you want. I'll be at the whatever nice hotel that's just down the street over here.
I'll be at the Beverly Hills.
I saw what you're making at this gig. We're not doing this.
Or you know what? I'm just going to stay in Ann Arbor till the kids are done with school. Our kids are graduated. Yeah, I'm staying in Ann Arbor.
Well, somebody's kids are still going
there
to school.
There are kids that are going to school in Ann Arbor. I'm staying until they're done.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, no, their career. Is that kindergartner? Got to watch that person go all the way through.
Yeah.
You go live in an RV, Jim. Like, that's something a wife of like 40 years just looks at their husband and says, you got a new job doing what now? You go go enjoy yourself for a couple of years. I'm just going to stay here.
I'll see it after training camp's over. We'll discuss this.
What do you think that RV smells like? 913-586-7610. What does Harbaugh's RV smell like?
I don't know.
Do you think he's cooking in there?
Oh, he's got a hot plate in there.
Yeah, right. You burn a grilled cheese, that sucker's going to stink
ramen
for days.
Brother. Yeah.
You think he's throwing like salmon on the grill, or do you think he uses his neighbor Betty's grill outside the trailer park for that?
These are straight hamburger patties.
A lot of smoked sausages.
Yeah, you get those bag of frozen hamburger patties, which are wonderful, by the way, but that's what Harbaugh's got going on right now. He's got the spatula. He's prying those frozen patties apart, slamming that thing on the hot plate. Cranking up some Smokey Robinson and grooving together.
When he opens up that door, there's a cloud of smoke that escapes.
That's right. And you thought it was hamburgers.
Right.
Unbelievable.
How does it smell like a skunk in there?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.